Hare Krishna. All right. This is my last day in Budapest. I will be going to New Rajadam this evening. On the way, I'll drop in for a last checkup to the doctors. And then from there, I'll be in New Rajadam until the end of September. And having one, maybe two visits that I have to come up here to Budapest to do some programs. And I'm looking very much forward to spending time in New Rajadam, spending time with Radhe Shyam and the devotees, and our upcoming Nam Hada camp. Keshav Bharati Maharaj is here. In fact, he arrived late last night. His flight came in past midnight. I went and picked him up. It was 1:30 by the time we got to the temple. And we had a little, because his birthday was the day before yesterday, we had a little birthday party for him here with a few of the devotees upon his arrival. That meant cake and ice cream. And he's coming out to stay at the farm. He wasn't here last year, but this year he's staying to help me go over Navaraja Mahima and work out some of the content editing, substance editing. What is the substance? What should actually be going in the book? So we're going to be going through that, and Niranjan Maharaj will also be coming in a few days, and he'll be here. So our Nam Hada camp will be quite lively. We'll have a lot of nice seminars, and actually the seminars will be taking place on the completed site of the holy places of the Braja project, and I think the sponsors will be very pleased by how those projects have come out. Really, really beautiful. And so morning and afternoon we'll be having our seminars and lectures there on site. Keshav Bharati Maharaj, Niranjan Maharaj, myself. And here's some questions. Let's start with a bhakti. Nicole Ramaglia from the USA. I've just started going to San Diego temple 2 months ago, and I'm looking for more direction. I'd like to work hard to become initiated, as I believe this is my spiritual calling. I do not know if this is the appropriate way to go about this, but I'm looking for a spiritual master guru and don't know if I can just ask someone how it works. Any guidance would be greatly appreciated. Okay, well, I'm glad that you're there, Nicole. My good friend Badri Narayan Prabhu is in charge of San Diego Temple is GBC, and they're constructing a really beautiful project over there. So you're in a good place. And I know that he's very much into having devotees be educated about the principles of accepting a spiritual master, the requirements, consequences. So you should definitely inquire over there. This is the basic criteria, Pariprathina, Pariprashnina, Sivaya, that one should inquire. One should inquire not only from a spiritual master, but about the process of what it requires to accept the spiritual master. It's a topic that's being deeply, thoroughly discussed in our society. There are many introductory courses about this for newcomers to devotional service. There's written material, the basis of which is Srila Prabhupada's personal instructions. If you read Srila Prabhupada's books, you'll find out everything about the philosophical, theological basis for accepting a spiritual master, the tradition behind that. And more in Prabhupada's conversations and walks, letters that you can find about what were Srila Prabhupada's expectations in terms of practical application of these principles in the Krishna consciousness movement. I've also written some books, Shiksha Guru, Shiksha Within ISKCON. These also go into more detail about guru-disciple relationship. So here I emphasize this thing, that the onus is on you as an individual to know what it is that you're getting into, know what is expected of you, what the qualifications of a guru are, what the requirements of a relationship are, and take your time. Be patient. The first step and most important step is to actually know what your relationship is with Srila Prabhupada, to follow Srila Prabhupada's instructions, to strictly execute those instructions, to develop your relationship with Srila Prabhupada as your Shiksha Guru, and on the basis of your relationship with Prabhupada and understanding who Srila Prabhupada is, then you'll actually be able to know what the expectations are of someone else who you will accept as Srila Prabhupada's representative. So, all the best to you. And Nanda Bindu Bidarini from Moscow. That's a beautiful name. Nada Bindu Bidarini. Nada means river, Bindu means drop, Bidarini means holder. The person who holds a drop of the river on their head. I don't really know what the person is that refers to, but I do know that, for instance, Srimati Radharani, she always prays to the birds, the trees, the rivers, the mountains of Vrindavan in order to achieve Krishna's association, and she takes a drop of Jamuna Devi's waters upon her head in order to get Jamuna's blessings, because that's the attitude of the most advanced Vaishnava. They approach anyone and everyone for Krishna's shelter. So it can also be taken to be a name of Srimati Radharani. Okay, anyway, that wasn't her question. This is her question. Could you please explain if we may address the deities of Shishi Gornitai differently, for example, the different style, or get a crown and another a turban? Oh, here we're talking about Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, whether they can be dressed the same or different. I heard their lordships were dressed in such a way some time ago in Budapest, but now it is not. Is it prohibited now? Is it possible to open home altar for all the day and take prasadam with open altar? Okay. There's no reason that I know of why deities have to look or be identical or be dressed in identical clothes, whether it's Gornitai or Krishna Balaram or Radha and Krishna. It's not how people dress in life. It's very rare that you find people dress identically, and it's not what we find in descriptions in Shastra. Usually we hear how Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda dress differently, how Srimati Radharani dresses in a blue sari and Krishna in a yellow dhoti. What we have now, deities being dressed in identical outfits, we use this word outfit, is a custom that's developed in ISKCON, and that's fine, there's no harm with that. But it's possible to dress deities from different outfits, so that Lord Nityananda is dressed one way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is dressed another, one can have a turban, one can have a crown. Yes, that's fine, but they should both be dressed very nicely. And I don't know that it doesn't happen in Budapest. It certainly hasn't been forbidden. It may just be the preference of the pujari, that rather than taking out and putting away two outfits, they prefer to do only one. But it's fine, and it's all right. Is it possible to open the altar all day and take prasadam with an open altar? The essence of deity worship, whether at home or in the temple, is to show love for the Lord and to develop our devotion for Him. In developing devotion, it's important to know our position and know that of the Lord. That is, that He's the Master, we are the servant, and therefore we should be always doing things in a respectful way. However, the standards in the temple and at home are different, but this essential principle should be there as much as possible. So if you have a home altar of Gornitai, when you're eating, it's better if you close the curtain in front of the deities. Why? Because it's more respectful. Eating, you become muchi. It's not good to perform dirty activities in front of the deity. One may also not be eating in a fully devotional mentality. In other words, it's a type of enjoyment, so better if, again, the curtains are closed. But if for some valid reason it's not possible to do that, because standards at home are more lenient than you can do, and certainly the curtains may be open during the day. They don't have to be closed and opened as they are in the temple. Once again, it's a balance of what's practical, but at the same time what maintains the mood of awe and reverence towards the deities. Okay, here I go. I just received a notice that I'm supposed to be answering a conference call. I'm supposed to go on a conference, so Hare Krishna.